اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. So, today I'm really happy to inform you that again, alhamdulillah, we have some of the students of Sevier International School here with us in this Quranic session. Inshallah, we'll be here with you with another Quranic session. So, in this session, brothers and sisters, we will inshallah work on verse number 256, ayah 256 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And yes, a short explanation about this ayah. There is a very important question about this ayah. Inshallah, we'll talk about it shortly. Then we'll move on with the tajweed rules. So, before we start, I really say salam from the depth of my heart to all our brothers here. And I really welcome you all. Salam, how are you? Fine, Fawad?
Yes, sir.
Hussein, Hassan?
Yes, sir.
Fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now, brothers and sisters, we will listen to the recitation of this ayah. Then, inshallah, we'll start our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ikraha fid din. قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم.
That was nice recitation, alhamdulillah. Now I will be reciting Fawad, Hussein and Hassan. Well, inshallah, listen carefully and repeat after me. Make sure, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, try to repeat and practice with us. Ayah 256 of Surah Al-Baqarah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لا إكراه في الدين.
لا إكراه في الدين.
قد تبين الرشد من الغي.
قد تبين الرشد من الغي.
فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا
فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ
وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. The right way, the guidance, the way, the path of guidance, okay? The right way, the way of Allah, okay? the way of proper prosperity, okay, and the way of evil, or the way the wrong way, the wrong path, they have been what? Tabayyana. They have been clarified. This is the right path, this is the wrong path. Inna hadaynahu sabil, we have shown the way. Either you accept the way, you come to the this way, you accept, you become thankful, or you become imma shakiran wa imma kafura, or you will not. You will be a kafir, and then you will not be thankful to the blessing of Allah Almighty. So قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْد, the way have been clarified for you. It's clear for you, okay? So if you do not accept, yes, it is a big problem for you, because you are not accepting what you really know is the true way, the true path. Okay? قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْد. Now, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ, the one who, okay, disbelieves, okay, the one who does not believe, the one who makes kufr to taghut, to the evils, which means you believe in Allah, okay, the right path. وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, indeed, okay, he has held fast to the firmest handle, okay, for which there is no breaking. Okay, he has grabbed, okay, the string, the very strong string, okay, or we say the mean that takes him to Allah Almighty, and that will have no breaking, okay? That's so strong. And لَنْ فَصَامَلَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. So guys, whenever you are on the right path, remember that the right path is the exact right, and there is no doubt in it, okay? The path of Allah Almighty. So you should not believe, God forbid, in evils. And we said that accepting religion is not something compulsion, okay? Of course there is no, because it is clear. There is no need to be compulsory, okay? It's not needed to be compulsory, okay? Because it's clear, yes? If you think about the creation, if you think about your creation, about the universe, you will understand that. That's all. Now, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book for more information. We shortly explained it, okay? And yeah, of course, you gotta refer to the Tafasir book for more information. هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran. Now guys, let's move on with the tajweed rules, very important ones, okay? We'll mention here. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. لا إكراه. The mad is not, of course, wajib. Yes, it's not wajib. It is jaiz, right? Fawad knows why.
Because the hamza and the mad are not in the same place.
Yeah, لا is another word. إكراه is another word. So two different words we have. Hamza is in one of them. Alif mad is in the word لا. So they are not in the same word. That's why the mad is not wajib. If they were in the same word, the mad would have been wajib, right? So you could skip, you can skip or stretch the sound. لا إكراه في الدين, or لا إكراه في الدين, right? Next one. قد تبين الرشد من الغي. دال, the letter دال and the letter تا, they kind of have the same articulation point. Yes? قد, they kind of have the same articulation point. Their sound all kind of the same, right? And also the letter ta with the letter ta. So sometimes when they are after one another, they will be merged. They will be, the rule idgham will be applied. If the first one is sakin, the second one has harakat, so the first one will be merged into the second one. The rule idgham will be applied. Qad, the letter dal is sakin, right?
Qalqala.
Yeah, there's you no. would have done the qalqala. But here, the next letter is ta, right, Hussein?
So, qalqala plus idgham.
You don't do the qalqala one because you do the merging one. So when you merge, there will be no dal.
Yes.
Yeah, qaf is directly joined with the letter ta. So double ta we would have. So merging, yes? Idgham is applied here. It's called idgham, right? One type of idgham it is. So qad tabayyana ar-rushd. You don't say qad tabayyana ar-rushd. That's why you see a tashdeed on the top. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Right? So, here Jim tells you you can stop, it's okay. You can continue, and it's also okay. Right, Fawad? Hussein, yes. Hassan?
Yes.
Okay. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ فَمَنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ what's after نُنْ سَاكِنْ, Hassan?
Mim.
فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ
Yo,
yeah, yo. Yeah, the letter, yeah. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ. So, here, Nun Sakin, after Nun Sakin, we had a rule, yes, on Nun Sakin and Tanween. Hussein, what's the rule?
Idgham.
Idgham. We would merge them, right?
Yes.
How do you merge them?
Famay yakfur.
Great. Famay yakfur. You merge Nun into the letter Ya, but plus, there is one more thing. A yes. nasal sound.
Yes.
Plus, two beats. For two counts, you stretch the sound. فَمَنْ nasal sound for two beats, merging, right? These three things will be applied. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ بِالطَّاغُوتِ Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped, Lam will be skipped because the letter طَا is a sun letter, yes? Shams, حَرْفُ الشَّمْسِ. So, here طَا has an alif. Alif mad, make sure you pronounce it with a heavy sound because it's a heavy letter. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ طَاغُوتِ Hassan, say this.
طَاغُوتِ
أحسن طَاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَوَاد, يُؤْمِنْ again, nun sakin. On the top of nun sakin, what do you see?
A baby meme.
A baby meme, yes? A baby meme. So what does it say? Huh?
Pronounce meme, half meme.
Hidden meme sound or half meme yes. sound. So do not pronounce the noon sound. Change the noon sound into a hidden meme sound. What was the rule called? Hussein, the rule was called?
Iqlab.
Iqlab. Qalb or Iqlab. Nice one. Fama, okay. Wa yu'min. Instead, you say, wa yu'min. A hidden meme sound. يؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها but حمزة الوصل will be skipped لا انفصام لها we said we have alif mad waw mad ya mad plus حمزة الوصل if you skip حمزة الوصل you should skip the mad letter as well لا has an alif will be skipped too so you join directly lam to
Noon.
Connected to noon. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ Actually, لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا On the top, you got a qala. A word written qala. That's a sign of stopping. It says?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Waqf is better than?
Wasl.
Wasl. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ Tanween plus عين. Izhar. There's no rule applied. Read, pronounce. The tanween as it is. Wallahu sami'un alim. That's all the important tajweed rules we mentioned here. Make sure, brothers and sisters, to practice, inshallah, all the rules. And yes, recite the Quran with tajweed to have a beautiful recitation. So, Fawad, Hussein, and Hassan, you got any questions?
No, sir.
Thank you so much for being with us in this session, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being with us. We really recommend you stay with IRIB English Radio. Every day, a Quranic session will be dedicated to you. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International School. And see you next time. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajjil faraja.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان